Now I don't know what our time schedule is. I guess we're on schedule because all the teachers are staying with the schedule, so that's great. I love it. We'll give another minute for people to get in.
I know.
I need a hand up.
I'm running out of my legs. Oh. I need to refill my pincers.
I'll check the temperature.
Oh, it feels good.
Does it?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, very okay, nice. Good. I don't want it to be too cold.
No, no, it's
be too warm.
Yeah,
it's
cold. It didn't get your first, you know, I just told you.
I'm sorry. He's recording it, but welcome to Hiding God's Word in Your Heart. And why don't we open with a word of prayer? Lord, we thank you that, as I was reminded in Steph's workshop, that it's not about me, it's about you. And we just want you to speak to us today, Lord, that you would show us what we should do with our students and how we can get God's Word hidden in their hearts so that they have an understanding of your Word, that it would not depart from them, that it would just be that anchor that they need to keep them from sin and to guide them in the way of life. So help us, Lord. Help me to communicate and help us to absorb just maybe some new ideas on how we can help our children to hide God's Word in their heart. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I might have to shut the door, but I don't want it to get too warm in here. So come on in.
I'm sorry.
So I might flick the temperature down a couple more notches. Just to get a little air.
It's all good.
We got to shut this door so we don't make noise for them. Okay. So, did you all get a handout? Did you get a handout coming in? Good. Okay. Well, this is Hiding God's Word in Your Heart workshop. It's kind of evolved over the years. As I teach our release time classes and Good News Club, I find that, you know, there's certain plans that I've wanted to do to have the kids worship and have, you know, quiet times and all that. It doesn't always happen that way. And my focus this year has been to teach the Word of God through scriptures. And also on the CD that we're going to give you guys, it has other songs on it too. So we have a lot of scripture songs, but also there's other songs too that our kids really enjoy. And we have motions that I'm going to be showing you today. And the words of the songs are on your back page. But first of all, why is it important to hide God's Word in your heart? Well, the Word of God tells us. That we might not sin against you. And that also, the Word, your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. His Word is going to show us how to navigate through life. And it's very important to do that. So we need His Word, and we want to get at the most out of our kids at the get-go. So as the kids come to your class, either children's ministry, you know, they're coming out of their world and into your classroom. And we want to create an environment, a place where God's presence is real. And whenever I can, I like to have music on as they come in. I have a playlist. I use my phone for everything. And I'll explain that a little bit. But I have, you know, it has the iPod capability. So I've got my songs on my phone. And I have a soft playlist. As they come in, they'll be listening to Good Good Father. And now I can't think of the other ones. I'll just look it up here, the soft songs. Let's see, here we go. Good Good Father, You Are My All in All. Trust in the Lord, His Banner Over Me is Love. By Christy Knuckles. Sing for Joy by Jana Elira. Just some soft songs to create an atmosphere that's not, you know, booming and wild. There is a time for that, but as they come in, I find that they just start, you know, quieting down with the quieter music. But many kids are weighing on their minds as they come in. You have no idea what they have been dealing with. And I forget which workshop that was that I was listening to. Maybe it was Steph, trying to get through that lesson, and the kids are wondering about the shooting, you know, wanted to talk about that. And I found on Monday, it was all about the helicopter crash,
right?
You know, and kids wanted to talk about that. And we did, somewhat, bringing it back to the Lord and, you know, saying how important it is for us to know Jesus, because we don't know how long we have. You know, we're all like navigating through life, and we need to be ready. And it was so neat that the kids really got that. So along with bringing them into the consciousness of God's presence, music is inspiring, and it triggers your memory. As we remember many songs from our youth, from Sunday school, from advertisements, cartoons that we watched when we were little, little jingles, that we hear so often on the radio. But music Music is a powerful of quickening our memory. I think I have the wrong word in there, but it does. It quickens our memory. It brings us back to something, and that's what we want them to do. In fact, when I'm asking them to recite a verse, I might sing a few bars of it, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, and they'll start singing along, and they can remember. But I don't know about your students, but many of ours are spiritually dull when they come to class. And, you know, even Sunday school too, they can be completely in another mindset, but you want to bring them into an atmosphere where they're going to learn about the Lord. We're here about the Lord. It's all about Jesus. So teaching songs is the key to scripture memory and your lessons. The scripture should go along with your lesson, you know, tie it in. So they'll go away with something that's very important. So we have an incredible tape recorder in our minds when it comes to music. We learn to tap into this resource with your kids. And let's see, the songs that I'm going to demonstrate today, down to that last point, are by Jumpstart 3, by Child Evangelism Fellowship, and the Seeds Family Worship. There's other outlets too. There's Vineyard Worship, there's Hillsong Worship, there's different ones that are doing more and more of the verses. But what I found for our program, because I have to set up the memory verses that we're going to do, I found that these kind of fit what we're doing. So regardless of the situation, you should invest in some kind of portable device. You know, if you're in a classroom, let's see, well, there was a CD player back there. It's nice to have a little CD player. If you have a phone, there's not a lot of volume on your phone, so you need to have a Bluetooth or something you can plug your phone into. On our buses, we have a cord, and we have speakers, so we just plug into that. But have that ready ahead of time and your playlist ready. So the benefit of playing music while you're teaching them a song, a scripture song, is that they hear other kids' voices. So they might not be singing right away, but they'll hear the other kids in the song, and it automatically kind of draws them in. So next page, there's a few varieties, which I mentioned, but this is a great way to expose them to Christian music too. And we actually give our kids a CD that I've put together with all the memory verses and songs that we've done for the year. And when they've memorized, I think it's 15 verses, they get a CD and they get to keep it. It's good motivation for them. And it's so fun. We were doing our Good News Club, and at the end of the year, there was just a small group of kids, maybe about 12 to 15 kids that got a CD for memorizing their 15 verses, and they were so excited. And the gals that were checking the kids out in the parking area where the parents were picking up, they were popping them into their CDs in their parents' car, and they were cranking up the music, and they were driving away playing our music. I'm like, those are God's songs in their cars. So it's really nice to do that. But a lot of the motions that we use for our songs are, I call it interpretive sign language. There are certain signs that we do that are very, you know, they're ASL, American Sign Language, and some are just kind of interpretive. So you can always check on the signs. Also, we have an alphabet on your sheet here too, which helps you, because like if you're doing He is the Way, the Truth, and the Life, you can do the W, way, and then the truth is the T, truth, and life. So that just helps them to remember, and helps you to remember too. So the A to Z are good to help. But there's certain signs, like if you think of an H, you can use it for holy. This is H. You can use it for hallelujah. And a W, you can use it for worship and worthy and wisdom. And then there's other ones. You've got the K. This is a K. And if you put it on like a seatbelt, you know, you've done your American Sign Language for K. You can also use L for Lord, just from your left shoulder down to your, you know, right hip. So we usually, the right hand is more dominant in doing the sign language. So then I don't do sign language. I don't know much about sign language, just these letters and the songs and things that I've seen. And some of them are very loosely interpreted. I think the child evangelism are more, they do more things like pointing to God, like that. Yeah. We do God like this. But some songs, but there's a beat to it, you know, it works to do that, pointing to God. And then, whoa, I mean, that type of thing. And then C is just like this, so Christ. So you got three letters there. You got King, you've got Lord, and you've got Christ. You know, in that same, could be all in the same song. So also, you can make a sign for praise, joy, and happy, which is just like this, praise, joy, and happy. So that can be used for different words. You can cross your arms for love. For heart, you might want to do the shape of a heart, or you can do the love dub of the heart, if it's that kind of heart. Sometimes we just do love with all your heart, love with all your heart, love with all your heart, and not do the heart all the way, because sometimes I can't get my fingers together fast enough to make the heart, you know. You get a little slower as you get older. But those are just some basic signs. Know, knowledge, think, understand can be loosely signed like this. There's something deep in your head, and you're bringing it out. You're drawing it out. So know or knowledge. What else did I say? Think, understand. But like when we're doing the Ten Commandments, we'll do the fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath day. So we'll do that, remember. So it's still the same type of thing, think, but because we're using finger signs for the commands, that's the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And so I still have my H out to do holy. And there's a few, let's see, there are many more, but you'll get the idea as we do the songs. And if you'll notice, some of the songs that we frequently use are God and Jesus, just doing the nails in your hands, and Lord, King, praise. Lamb is like, it's weird. It's like shearing a lamb, I guess. Scissors cutting the lamb. And what was the last one there? Life. Life is just that. eternal life would be eternal, well, eternal, and then you're supposed to put them together like that and then do life, but I just do eternal life to make it easier for the kids. Sometimes with children, you don't want to give them too much, and even for our adult minds, it might be too much.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's a lot to remember. And I practice the songs before I come to class, especially Good News Club, because we learn a new song practically every week, maybe 2 weeks. And what I do is I watch it on the CEF-CMI website, which I've given you those lists in here too. On the second to the last page, there's some links there. But on CEF-CMI, that's the very top one, they have a lot of song demos. And what I'll do, I'll put them on my computer, I'll bring it up, put it on the computer, and then I'll videotape it. And it'll be right on my phone. So before class, I can go into my pictures, because that's where it saves it, and then I look at the motions, just to refresh my memory, because I don't have a computer to go to when I'm in my car and then getting to class and we're setting up. I don't have time to set up a computer. So I just have it recorded on my phone, and I don't have, you know, what is it, where you have internet all the time. I don't have it. I don't have enough data. So I just do that to record it on my phone, and that helps quite a bit. So a few other words are, let's see, we did eternal. Sin, sometimes, like in CEF, that's Child Evangelism Fellowship, when I'm saying CEF, when they talk about sin, they just kind of do thumbs down. But sin, there's several interpretations, but we do this for sin too. It's just what I've interpreted, what I've seen online. But there might be four different ways to do sin. But I just try to do the one that I can remember the easiest, you know. But thumbs down always works for sin.
Excuse me, mm-hmm. How do you get this website on your phone?
Well, I can get it. You have to go to your Google or your, the internet thing. I don't know. They probably have an app for CEF. But what I'm saying is I look it up on my computer first, and then I'll bring up the song and I'll record it on my phone, okay. Just with my video. Whoa! Okay. Philippians 4:6. So, let's see. We did eternal and forever. Believe. Some of the songs say believe, so it's just kind of like, you know, from your head down to the relationship that you believe. And like I said, if you can't remember the signs, you can go to different sources. One of them is the ASL, which is American Sign Language, and you can look up certain words. They have like spiritual words. That's where you'd find sin and, you know, Holy Spirit and things like that. Spirit is like this, you know, just, and Holy Spirit, like that. So different words. You might be going through a song going, oh no, how does that go, you know? So when in doubt, you know, just clap or just keep moving, you know. And sometimes we do finish, you know, forget, and I'll be watching some of my students. It's like, oh, that's how you go. You know, then I'll watch how they remember it. But I'm the leader, so I'm supposed to know more. So slang signs, like oh, like a song might go oh, 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 and you can just do oh, 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 like that, or you can do oh, 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 you know, just making an oh, but I've seen different things there. And some of them, let's see, some songs are even available now on DVD with the ability to show the words on a screen. And I have some flash drives, if you'd be interested. There's songs with motions on here. And it does have the overheads for the song also. So this is a nice little thing, but you have to do it through a computer to get the song. But I have some of those available too. I only have 10. So I know my teachers already have them. So I give them that at the beginning of the year so they can learn the songs. So that'll help you too. But the idea is to get familiar with the song before you face your audience. You want to be ready to do it. And I'm going to go through a few songs now for you. So, whoops, here's the words. On the back sheet, you have words. first verse that we learn in our class at the beginning of the school year is Ephesians 4:32. And I finally found a song for it. It's on the Jumpstart 3. That is an incredible resource. They do use the NIV translation. That's another problem that you might have. You're teaching out of the New King James, and then you got the NIV. Yeah. But I just explained to the kids, this isn't, that doesn't sound the same when you read it in your Bible, but this is the one we're memorizing. And I will have them memorize the NIV, even though we teach out of the New King James. And then child evangelism, they use Old King James or ESV, which is the New English Standard Version. So it's like, oh, it gets a little crazy, but we do our best. You just have to, it stretches you, it makes you learn. But this first one is be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. And our kids have trouble memorizing that. We used to do a rap. We'd say it, they'd say it, we'd say it, they'd say it. But now we have a song that goes with it. And the motions are a little crazy, but it just goes, be kind and compassionate to one another. Be kind and compassionate. So it's not even sign language for that. And then, but then forgiving each other just as in, so just in Christ, God forgave you. And then we just do Ephesians 4:32. So, but I kind of like this song, and I'll put it on and see how we do, if we can do it. I got to unlock my phone again, unfortunately. And I got to get on the right playlist. This is for Release Time, not Good News Club. And it should be the first song. So here it is. Why don't we stand up and try to do it? It starts off kind of swoopy.
Yeah.
Trying to get you in the groove. Yeah. Our kids hear that. They're like, yeah.
Be kind and compassionate to another. Be kind and compassionate. Be kind and compassionate to another. Be kind and compassionate. Forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you.
Forget the C, I just put the G. God.
Yeah.
Forgiving each other just as in Christ God.
Kids earn Bible books. They have a name tag too, like you guys have on. And they slip their Bible book in the name tag. And then when everybody gets 12 Bible books, they get a jewel on their, there's a Bible book. They get a jewel on their name tag. And when everybody gets a jewel, We have ice cream. So that's what we earn Bible bucks for. I don't do stores. I've done that. It's too hard. It's too expensive. Ice cream is a lot easier. So, and they get a Bible buck for coming to class, for bringing their verse bookmark back, for saying a verse, and they can even say an old verse. So they can earn 4 Bible bucks. But do they do it? Not always. But, so in 3 weeks, because 4 times 3, we all could have ice cream. Come on, you guys. Let's do it. So that's my motivation.
What kind of ice cream do you bring in? I mean, a lot.
Just a little cup. Individual cup.
Ice chest or something? So
yeah, I bring it in my ice chest. Yeah. So it's got to be individual. You don't want to be dishing up anything. Everything needs to be modular. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. And where do you get yours?
Like Smart and Final or Walmart.
And do the spoons come with them?
Some of them come with spoons, some don't. So you got to make sure you got spoons. It's very difficult to eat without a spoon. So the next song verse we're going to learn is 2 Timothy 3:16. So all scripture, we're going to do all scripture. This is in the way. Is God breathed. So all scripture is God breathed, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So you got an R here. So righteousness. So all scripture is God-breathed, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. And our kids have this memorized. That's a hard verse.
Yeah.
But you're just saying it, but with the motions and with the song, it kind of makes it a lot easier. So let's try this one. I'll let you sit this time. And this is Jumpstart 3 also. Yeah, they like this one. I think I like it too.
Righteousness.
that one. So that was a Jumpstart 3. That was new NIV version for that. And any questions so far? So that was, you know, a lot of, that, and you can look at those signs online, you know, on the American Sign Language, and they're pretty accurate as far as, you know, the regular signing. And then we'd like to do John 3:16, of course. We've done different versions of John 3:16, but I like the Jumpstart 3. And it starts off with a little rap. You've heard of this verse about 1,000 times. You can't get mad because it's stuck in your mind. It's about God's love for you and me. Let's sing it now. That's John 3:16. So that's just a little rap at the beginning. So you can be, you know, pointing, you know, you've heard this verse about 1,000 times. You can't get mad because it's stuck in your mind. It's about God's love for you and me. So let's sing it now. Let's sing John 3:16.
I know, yeah.
And then you do God. So how do we do it? God so loved the world. W, see, world. That he gave his one and only son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish. So this is perish or die. So we do, what I do? Perish. But have eternal life. So pretty easy. We all know that. So we got the L's for life. So it's just bringing them around towards you. You got to practice that. Do it in the mirror. That's what I do. Yeah, I kind of watch myself sometimes too. How's this looking? Everybody, you know, do I look okay? Am I being weird? You know, because you don't want to do too many motions or make weird faces. You know, you want to be smiling. You want to know it. Look like you know what you're doing. Yeah, so this is John 3:16. So I'll scroll right here. So let's stand up on this one.
Okay. Oh. Here we go.
Jumpstart 3. So we can just clap. God, so love.
Thank you.
And where's it from?
John 3:16.
Very good, class. You're doing good. You get a Bible book for that. And on their name tags, I have numbers. I have them all numbered. So as they say verses, I do this not in class, but when that's my homework. I'll just on the roll sheet, I'll mark down who said what verses. You know, and we do a different one each week. And so I'll go back and mark it, just with a little felt pen. And so then I keep it in my roll book, so we keep track, because they get awards for every 5 verses. So you're just getting a little tidbit besides hiding God's word in your heart. Just some things that I've learned in my classes. Because I do it every day of the week, and it, you know, I got a lot of students.
Yeah.
Then I have the name tag, I take pictures of them they have a permission slip for me to do that. And so I learn their names on their name tags, we collect Bible books. But then once they get to 12, there's no more Bible books in there. Or, you know, and I have fives and tens too, so they don't get all ones. You know, because they'll go, where's all my money? I go, look at you got a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so it's cool. So this next one, it's by the Seeds Family Worship. I found out about them when we did our vacation Bible school on the book of Genesis from the Creation Institute, and they use the Seeds Family Worship. And this song here is called Savior. So 1 John 4:14. And you can see this one on YouTube. In fact, some of these you can find on YouTube. Also, you just have to look it up. But you have to say Seeds Family Worship. So we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. So their motions are a little bit different, but it's just we have seen. We have seen. I'm sorry, and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. I think that's, no, what do they do? I should look, I recorded it. To be the Savior of the world. That's what they do, Savior of the world. And then to be the S-A-V-I-O-O-R, to be the S-A-V-I-O-O-R of the world. So, and I might have added a little to what they did, but you repeat it, and so it's 1 John 4:14. I just do, that's hard to do. I don't think they do, they just do 1 John 4:14. In our Good News Club, we do, you know, when we're saying the verse, we just do this. So you could do 1 John 4:14 to learn it. So anyway, this one I like. I gotta watch my time also. Oh, the times are here.
Yeah.
Oh boy. It's been a long year so far. It's February 1st.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's Savior. 4:14. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son. And we have seen that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world.
Whoops, sorry.
maybe just 4 or 14.
Yeah.
And they remember it, but that's kind of a fun one. Also, we're doing okay on our time here. So I have two more, and the last two are child evangelism songs. And they're doing a lot of scriptural songs in our goodness club. I don't do all their songs, because I like to do release time ones too. Well, if we have time, we'll do one of our fun release time ones. That's not a verse, but it's about God. Yeah. But anyway, this one is Luke 19:10. So that's going to go along with one of our lessons coming up. But it's very easy. It starts off, na 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 na. So that was easy. And then for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So that's a thumbs down for lost. So the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And then we do na 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 na. I kind of liked it. The guy in the video's got this, it's kind of like he's got purple hair and like a fro. It's really interesting. So here it is. And this is also by Swordsmith. Swordsmith Records. I think we better stand up for this one. For the Son of Man. Yeah. And if you bounce, it even works better. And you work on your calves.
I know.
Tighten it up here.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Tighten it up.
Oh, we start off with four. That's right.
I'm going to see and to save the lost.
So I've got the four.
The Son of Man came to see and to save the lost. Na 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 na. Lord, the Son of Man came to see and to save the lost. For the Son of Man came to see and to save the lost.
Oh, now we just clap. We're gonna do Luke 19:10.
Does your flash drive have these songs on it, or what does it have on?
Yeah, they do.
And the motions, and you just plug it into your computer?
Yeah, you have to open up the file, though.
Yeah.
You have to open the file. And this one, I don't think is on there, but you can find it on the CEF-CMI website.
Yeah.
So I put the links for a lot of the songs on here, the blue links. You can look them up.
They're very awesome.
And some of them are on our website also. I've done motions that we recorded years back. Okay, so I think we have one more song.
And how much are your funds?
You can have a flash drive for a donation. Let's put it that way. If you want to put a little something toward the flash drive, but you are all getting a CD also with the songs on it. So any questions so far? Okay. Are you ready for one more?
Yeah.
This is another one. We just recently did a Good News Club, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Because we've done this with, that's a real soft song. We've done Trust in the Lord, that's a real peppy song. And then this one I enjoyed because it had a lot of action in it, and the kids, they responded to it and they liked it. So it starts off Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, whoa, 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 whoa. And then trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will make your paths. Oh, straight. Sorry, I forgot the straight on there. Trust in the Lord. Whoa, trust in the Lord. So this one I found on the CEFCMI website, and it should be on, it may not be on this playlist. It might be on another one, on my Good News Club one, verses. So it goes like this. I don't know if I can even remember what the motions are unless I'm doing it. That starts Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Whoa. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Now we're going to swoop up to this trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I might let you out early so we can get to lunch faster than the crowd. Oh, there's the clock too. But there's some other songs on the CD. In fact, Leona, can you pass it out?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Everybody will get that. And the lyrics are in there also.
Thank you.
But all these are on there. And there's the, also we have two by Jana Elira. And she is a lot of fun. You're welcome. And it's called We Love, We Love. And we love that one too. And He is God, the one true God. And then one of my favorites is My God is So Big. That is really a neat song by Go Fish. It's a long song. We have a lot of motions on it. But I believe that's on our website here, the rtce.org. And You Are Good by Bethel Music, A Good Father. We don't really do that. I more listen to that one than do it because it has a lot of sign language in it. And I just like the kids to listen to it. And then Nothing is Impossible. Are they just missing already?
I hear people.
Okay. We won't do any more. We're on overload, right? But the main thing is to learn a song, practice it, be ready to go before your class. If you need to, record it on your phone so you can just look it up. And like that, I've got the guy on CEF doing the song. And I watch it before I go to class.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that helps a lot. And just to be ready and pray for your kids. Pray for yourself.
Yeah.
So you can do it.
I learned a way to get them to know the verse too. Is like I'll put the verse on the board, and they say the first, like the first line of it, and I'll erase it, And then we'll say the verse again.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
And also, I know Barbara Winterline last year was teaching us how to memorize verses. And read the verse, and then close your eyes and try to say the verse. Uh-huh. And just keep, you know, read it, close your eyes, and repeat it. That's how I have to memorize, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might get it wrong the first 10 times, but keep trying. Because kids, they have the capability of doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just motivating them to do it.
How do you keep that long-term memory? I know with short-term memory they can get it, but long-term memory, I mean, with a hand motion, they can learn it faster. But how about long-term memory where they commit it forever?
Well,
I mean,
that's
what, what do you do?
How do you do it? You practice. You have to practice.
You just go over it and over again?
Yeah.
Throughout the year?
You have to review. Yeah.
So you stress quality over quantity.
Yeah, but we do, we give them a lot of verses.
Right.
Yeah, we give them 25 verses, but I know the LA program, you only do like 5 verses or something. It was very, it was much less. That would be easier. Child evangelism, we probably do about 15 for the whole year. And some weeks, well, even ours this year, we're doing the same verse for 2 weeks in a row, just to lighten up a little bit, and then they get credit for 2. But yeah, you've got to repeat, and we give them a bookmark, too, with all the verses on them, both sides, so they have that, you know, so they can be reviewing it, and you have to repeat.
Where do you get the bookmark?
We make them. Yeah, you just have to type them in and do like 4 columns and then print it and then cut them apart. Yeah, and do it on cardstock or you can laminate it. Yeah. So we reward the kids for bringing their bookmark back. You know, we give them a Bible book.
Yeah.
So they've got to bring that bookmark back. And when they fold it up and stick it in their name tag, that doesn't count. They didn't bring it back because they didn't take it home. Okay, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these volunteer teachers and helpers. Lord, I just pray that you'd help us to do our very best in whatever you've called us to do, that we would rightly represent you, that we would have your joy, that we would have fun doing what we're doing, and that the kids would catch on and that they would hide God's word in their hearts. Lord, bless these teachers as they go. And bless our lunch. Lord, bless us. Good food that's been prepared for us. We just ask your blessing upon it and upon our time of fellowship. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. If anybody's interested in the flash drive, you may have one of those for a thousand.
Thank you, Shelly.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, do you do this for leaving time? Because we don't have very much time.
Yeah, we just have lunch time, or we have after school for an hour.
See, I just have about 25 minutes altogether to do my lesson and songs and everything.
Yeah.
But I can still.
Yeah, I mean, the kids still, thank you for coming. Yeah, if you can squeeze it in like at the beginning or the end.
Yeah.
I don't want to stand in front.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And you're with Pomona?
What?
Which program are you with?
Release Education.
Okay.
It's
Fullerton.
Fullerton, yes.
Okay.
Hi. Do you have any more of these? Or where may I get some?
Oh,
so
I have. Those are our bookmarks from the second
lunch,
part of the year.
Please. It's a nice day.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you need the patio. I have them made out for my kids.
Uh-huh.
I could send you a master of them if you want it, like four on a sheet.
Really,
if you give
like
me
that.
Your email.
Oh, you got to get my email.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to do my email. That's just me.
Oh, but do you have email?
Yeah,
But you don't like to do it.
Honestly, only because it's just, it has nothing to do with you. It's just me.
Oh,
anyway.
Maybe she can mail it to you.
Because these I would do, you know, I just have them typed out in 4 columns in a Word.
Already, huh?
Yeah, in Word you can do it 4 columns.
But I can do that.
Yeah, and then type in your verses. And then the second page would be the second half of that.
Oh,
and
I
this
see.
Is just our, this is the second part of the school year. We've already done our blue bookmark. So now we're on the yellow bookmark.
So you give one to each student at the beginning.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could get you to send us one or email us one?
Okay, so you're both with Pomona.
No, we're different.
Oh, you're different. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to just get a printout, maybe, and I'll look for you.
All Oh, that's nice.
Here. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could get one, I mean, I don't think I could print it and get it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I could give
but
you all
have
our
the
verses.
Format. That's yeah, how you want to email me. But then when you give me that format, all I have to do is...
It's just four columns.
That's what I'm saying. But it's already formatted and everything.
Yeah, but you can format it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because you got your page. You do it on the horizontal.
I got you.
Instead of the vertical.
I got you.
It's horizontal, and then you put your column thing and tell it.